Yud Elul, 1st of September, Rabbi Meir Zev Rappaport, Boruch Goyzer Makayim.
I was asked to speak on the Parsha. So I'd like to say an idea, it's not my idea, it's an idea that I've seen brought down in Sforim. But the words of Chizuk Divrei Chizuk, it's not of titles, Boruch Goyzer Mekayim, but on Eid Mit HaMaisa, HaMaisa Mit HaPshat. There was a famous Rebbe, the Shkelene Rebbe, the Rebbe Zusher Portugal, who was a Rav in Romania. He was a Rebbe in Romania, and after the war, he came to America. And he was a person, he had an organization called Chesed LaAvrom, Pshutei Kemashmoi. He was Mekayim with the mitzvah of Chesed, of Gemias Chasod and Mamash like Avrom Avinu. He adopted, after the war, up to 400 children, Nebuch, who were Yesoimim. And he was a Gewaldike Mashpia, and a Gewaldike Baal Chesed, a Gewaldike Tzadik, the Shkelene Rebbe. When he was in Romania, he was Mashpia on Bochrim, to try and get out of going to the army, because it was mamash, a terrible matzah. People went to the army, besides the fact that it was mamash sakonas defoshes, it was also a matzah of mayas haben velo yechto. It was a matzah where people, boys would go to the army, they'd be mushpa, lero, from the zviva, from the surroundings. And so, somebody snitched on him, somebody told off on him, was a malshin on him to the authorities. He was arrested, and he was thrown into a small dungeon, tiny little place, no bed, no nothing, no heating, no mattress, garnished. But Teva, he was a person who was weak, he was not a strong person. And there he was, ungarnished, unkansforim, even his glasses they took away from him. And so what did he do? At Gedavit, he stood the whole day davening. At the best of times, the Shkelene Rebbe would daven a langer tefillas, he would daven for hours and hours. And here, where he had nothing to distract him, he davened to the Rebbe Yishloim. And every single word of tefillah he davened, counting kemoin and mois, like counting money, like diamonds, like pearls. And Sigekumen, he came to Boruch She'omar. We just said it in the tefillah now. Boruch She'omar v'hoyo oilom boruchu, boruchu imi v'oiseh. Gewaldike Sachen Rebbe Yishloim tu. And he went through every single word, Tashkan and Pshat, Bize gekumen to the world of Boruch Goyzer Umekayim. What is this Boruch Goyzer Umekayim? The Rebbeinu is gebenched because he makes Gzeilis. A Gzeilis is a terrible thing. A Gzeilis is a decree. It's a negative thing. Why do we say Boruch Goyzer Umekayim? Why do we say that the Rebbeinu Shalom? Why do we bench the Rebbeinu Shalom? And can we all thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for fulfilling his decrees? We don't want decrees. And he stopped. He was stuck. And he said to himself, I'm not carrying on until I get pshat. And Rabbi Yishloim gave him pshat, he's a man who found pshat, Boruch Goyzer Umekayim. The Rabbi Yishloim understands sometimes that he has to place Gzelis upon Klal Yisrael. A person only grows, Klal Yisrael grow through Gzelis. The Rabbi Yishloim has to give Gzelis and Klal Yisrael. Vazam eton, shakam brei. Oh, but you know what the bracha is? The bracha is that the Rebbeinu Shalom always sends with the Gzeira Shikter HaKiyum Oich. He sends the ability, the Koiches HaNefesh, the ability for a Yid, for Klal Yisrael, to pull through the Gzeira, to pull through the decree, to rise to the occasion and overcome that decree. Das Pshat Bor Goyzer Umekayim. Mit the Gzeira Shikter Rebbeinu Shalom HaKiyum, the ability, the possibility for a person to be able to overcome and to withstand the Gzeira that's being sent him. Azeir Tergezocht. Pshat in the Verte, Baruch Goyzer Umekayim. This Yesod we see elsewhere. Chananiah, Mishol, and Azariah. Nebuchadnezzar, the Rosha, throws them into the, wants them to bow down, wants them to serve the Pesel Zov, and they don't. He heats up the furnace to sevenfold, seven times its normal heat. Out kedekach, that the people, those who were mamunim, putting them into the furnace, they themselves were burnt to cinders. Chanani Mivshol Azariah, when Tin Chazal tell us Gewaldike Nisina took place, that not only did they not get burnt, not the hair got burnt, not even one hair on their body got singed, Their clothes never smelled b'chlal of smoke after they came out, and they were strolling inside this furnace ki'ilu loy hoyo, as if it was a nice cool day. Zogt die Gemara in Ksupas, daf lamed gimel, that ilu manim, that if they would not have been thrown into the furnace, but they would have been afflicted with yisurim, if they would have been tortured and given malchus, they would not have withstood. They would not have been able to withstand it. As I state in Gemara, Zogt die Chidush Harim, in the name of Rabbi Yechiel von Alexander, ich verstehe nicht, sagt er. Are we trying to speak negative about Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah to lessen their godless, that they wouldn't have been able to withstand temptation if they would have been tortured? Was pshat? Zogt die Chidush Harim, Mishael, Rabbi Yechiel von Alexander, no, that's not pshat. Pshat is that, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo b'tchunya im b'ri yosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look to cause people to stumble. Nicht das will er. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo b'tchunya im b'ri yosef. HaKadosh doesn't look to try and be machshil klal Yisrael. Fakert, the Rabbi Yisrael wants him to withstand temptation. He wants him to be able to overcome trials and tribulations. So the Rabbeinu Shloim doesn't give a person an iota more than he can withstand. The Rabbeinu Shloim tests a person to his limits, not to somebody else's limits. And if the Gemara says, if Chazal tell us that this was their Nisoyim, then this was their Nisoyim. Nothing greater than that. Because they wouldn't have been able, obviously, if they weren't given the temptation, if they weren't given the Nisoyim of being tortured, then obviously, Kanire, that they would not be able to withstand. The message of the Gemara is that there's nothing HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws at a person which he cannot overcome. Because if he can't overcome it, the Rabbeinu Shel would never have thrown it upon him. That's why the Rabbeinu Shel gave them the Nisoyin of the furnace, and he didn't give them the Nisoyin of Yisur. Zogt noch HaGemara. Der Bchir Barabba says as follows, in Yoymal li Odom, if a person would tell me, Tein nafshecho ha-kdushas shmoy shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give your life away for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and he knows him, that I'd be able to do. U'bilvad she'yagun miyad, but only if it kill me straight away. Said the Bchir Bar Abba. Aval bedoyru shel shmad, were I to be placed in the generation of shmad, where there would be an inquisition, where they torture me, that ain't yochelis, but that I wouldn't be able to withstand. Why? Says the Gemara, because in doyru shel shmad, you know what they used to do? They would take metal balls, heat them, be malabin them until they were boiling hot, and put them under people's armpits in order to force them to serve Avodah Zorah. Or they would take thorns and put them in between people's fingernails. And that I would not have been able to withstand. How does he know? How did Reb Chiya Bar Abba know that he wouldn't be able to withstand it? Ki Yodua, the Ramban says, and Chaim Volozhin says, that Yidden throughout the generations, the simplest of Yidden, have been able to withstand terrible tortures for the sake of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So how does Rabbi say about himself that he wouldn't be able to withstand it? How did he know? Yeah, he knows. Because he wasn't put in that generation. He was put in the generation where there was no Shmad. If he was put in the generation where there was no Shmad, see, well, that was the Nisyonis that he was given. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam doesn't give a person Nisyonis that he can't handle. If he wasn't put in the generation of Shmad, Kenire, he wouldn't have been able to handle it. Zogt der Medrash, Aposuk, Hashem Tzadik Yivchoy. What's the pshat? Says the Medrash, that Medrash gives a moshul. The Shtokken Kunst, Zogt der Medrash, to take a earthenware jug that is weak and that has cracks inside it and smash it to see if it will withstand the shmice. Nishkan Kunst. The Kunst is to go and take an earthenware jug that is strong, that's fast, smash it and see if it can withstand it. Hashem tzadik yivchoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't test the weak. He knows they can't withstand it. Nish lo zuchter. That's not what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam searches for. Hashem tzadik yivchoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only tests those who he believes can withstand it. And to see if they will succumb or if they'll take a rise to the occasion on it. This is all our Kedoma to this week's parsha. The Rebbe von Shomer Amunim, who came from Hungary to Eretz Yisrael before the war. And during the war, his son said that he was revealed to him b'chaloy malaylo every night as to the tzoras that Klal Yisrael were going through in Europe. He once said as follows. He explained. He said, why was the Holocaust in that generation, in Tovshin? He said, the Holocaust should have been generations earlier. Novos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was never goyzer hazak zera on Klal Yisrael without first taking advice, seeking advice from the Tzadiki Adoyr, asking permission from the Tzadiki Adoyr if he can put this zera upon them. Und jeder Doyr, the Tzadikim von jeder Doyr haben gesagt, tu a toive, look at our nation, downtrodden, nicht unsere Doyr. Schon der Rebbeinu schon pusht it off a Doyr. The next Doyr, the Tzadikim said, nicht unsere Doyr. So der Rebbeinu schon pusht it off. Vechein hola. Until it came to the Doyr before Tovshin. And the Rebbeinu schon said to the Tzadikim, nu, and they said, nicht unsere Doyr, nicht unsere Doyr. But the Rebbeinu schon looked at the generation after, in Tovshin Hei, and he said, I can't put this gzeira on them. They won't be able to withstand. This is the last doy that can withstand such a holocaust. So therefore the Rebbeinu had no breira. He had to put it onto the doy of Tovshin. That was the doy that could withstand, that could rise to the occasion and come out ud mutzol me'esh after the holocaust and rebuild Yiddishkeit as it was rebuilt. I said to the Rebbe from Shomer Amor. This week's parsha, it was a word from Rav Abramsky. Rav Abramsky used to give a shiur Friday night to students. The gewaldike zach, Rav Abramsky, was ge'ana ge'oinim. Rav Abramsky went ge'ana ge'oinim mamash. That ad kedikach, that when he went to Eretz Yisrael, kiyodua, he went straight and gave shiur in Slabodka, in before he came to England. He was from the gedolei hadoyer. Yet who did he give shiurim to here in London? He gave shiurim to the simplest even. Yeah, not you. I don't say United Synagogue Yidden are simple. He gave shiurim to simple Yidden, and I know people who went to his shiur. Nishkan goes to Talmidei Chachamim. His doubtless was that he was able to give shiurim to every single standard of Yid. He was able to give to the Gresta Goinim a shiur on their level, and to the simplest Yid he would give a shiur that he would enjoy. His shiur was he should give a shiur in Riley Close. Tuesday nights, it was on the fact, the shiur was mamash on the fact. Hundreds of people used to come to the shiur. It was one of the famous popular shiur. So Friday night, he used to give a shiur to students, and he was stuck. Was geht es auch to the students? The students who be'etzem in university, the oimid ben yisoyon. Every day they're oimid ben yisoyon. They're not in a beisa medrash. The oimid ben yisoyon of the yitzahara. Was geht es auch in Parshas Kitzeitzen? When they see that in Parsha Kitzet it says the Parsha of Yefas Toyah, that Oedibra Toyah can negate Yetzahorah, you see the Rebbeinu Yisrael is Mishchashev with the Yetzahorah of a person. The Rebbeinu Yisrael gives a person a leeway. Voskei Tazogun. He didn't know, he was stuck. Voskei Tazogun for the studenten. And they came Friday night and said, Gefreit, oh, you see, there's leeway here. And the Torah gives us leeway, Baruch Hashem. You see, the Torah is very bright. The Torah allows a person when a person can't be Oedibra Yisrael. Of Rav Abam Gezog, punkt verkehrt. Of the Torah understands human nature. And the Torah understands that a person can withstand nisyonos in any given situation possible. The Torah understood that there is only a one and only time when a person cannot withstand. And that is when a person goes out to wage war and the adrenaline is surging through his body, and is a matzav of toyu vavoyu, a matzav of hefkerus in the war. The Torah v'ashteik in such a matter, there's a danger that once a person is mufka b'milchomo, when he is killing people, and he's in a matzav of danger in such a situation, that's when a person's equilibrium is unbalanced. That's when a person may not be able to withstand temptation. Only there and only there, the Torah says, there's a one and only place a person cannot withstand in the Zionis. And that's the Parsha Veis Yifas Toyah. Kein is only Zogun, that anywhere else a person cannot be Oyin B'Nisoyin. Everywhere else, Boruch Goyzer U'mekan, Rebbeinu Shem Shiktak Zeira, Shiktan Nisoyin, or Bekiyum, he gives a person the ability, the Koychas HaNefesh, to be able to withstand it. Interessant. That by the Akedah, we find that Avraham Avinu was able to overcome the Nisoyin of the Akedah. But gezogt es bincho as yechidcho as shavahavto as Yitzchok. He waited so many years for Yitzchok, or to give out for Yitzchok. And he was told, Kivin Yitzchok, Yikor Lechazora. And yet the Rebbeinu Shem tells him, go and take a chalef and shecht him. He should shecht his own son. Yet he lived through it. And he came out unscathed, Avraham Avinu. Came out healthy and whole, wholesome. He was not emotionally scarred by the Nisoyim. Sorry, Meinu. Sorry, Meinu didn't survive. The Sultan came and told her, Zid Gechalisht. Now, Avraham Avinu was the middle of Chesed. Sodom was the middle of Gvuro. Lechoyre, Gvuro is the Koychus of Gvuro. A person with the middle of Gvuro should be able to withstand the Nisoyim, the emotional, the physical and emotional strain of such a Nisoyim. Whereas Avraham Avinu was Chesed. Avraham Avinu given the Edela. He was the Midas Chesed. Al Piderech HaTevi, he's the one who shouldn't have been able to withstand. Aside from the fact that we know that Sori Meinu was a beginner Vio, on a level higher than Avraham Avinu in the war. What's the Teretz? The Teretz is it wasn't her Nisoyim. The Nisoyim was the Elohim Nisus Avraham. The Nisoyim was Avraham's Nisoyim, not Sora's Nisoyim. If it was Avraham's Nisoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu send the Mekayim to Avraham Avinu. At the Neshikta Goizer, Mita Mekayim. It wasn't Sora's Gzeira. If it wasn't Sora's Gzeira, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu never sent a Kiyum for Sora. The Sotan was Mekatreg, and Sora couldn't withstand. Sora wasn't able to overcome that Nisoyim. Another example we see where the Torah is not goyzer gzeira ala odom she'ino yochad ha-kaimoy, is the parsha of Chalitza. The Hassan parsha of Chalitza. The Torah says, it's not a mitzvah to be miyabe. Mitzvah she'ino, the Torah says, you don't want to be miyabe, do Chalitza. What does she do? What does the Almon Nebuch do? She spits. Why? Because he doesn't want to be making she'ino la'ochiv. Kocha yosol isha sholayivne es beis ochiv. Weiss ois nishkan gute zah. So what does the Torah say? The Torah said, do yibum. What's the Torah saying, Chalitza? Yod the Torah letzoy daite shalom, the Torah knows that if a person doesn't want to do yibum, he won't be able to be oimed. He won't be able to overcome that nisoyim. So the Torah is not going so on. The Torah doesn't expect the person more than he can do. How does this work? How does it work? How is a person able to withstand even the greatest nisoyimus? Because if it's benafshoy, if it's a mamish geitim to neden, then he'll be able to overcome it. Baul goizer umekayim. The Netziv says the same idea. The Netziv says the same idea when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mazav Yotcho Mati, he tells him to throw it to the ground, it turns him to a snake. What does Moshe Rabbeinu do? Moshe Rabbeinu steps back. He got a shock. He got a fright. And he was scared of the snake. What's haste? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu get punished for being scared of the Nochosh? Where's his bitochen in the Rabbeinu Shloilom? Says in the Tziv, Moshe Rabbeinu never got punished because it wasn't expected of him not to be scared of the snake. If a snake suddenly appears, plutzlum, be'oifem pisoimi, says in the Tziv, even Moshe Rabbeinu is not expected to be calm. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbeinu doesn't expect from a person more than he can. Azei zokte the Netziv. Anocha dugma, Boba Machteres. The parsha of Boba Machteres is a classic example where a person comes to steal under the ground, he digs a hole, comes into a person's house, and Abola holgo choashkin veholgoi. Why are you allowed to kill him? Extrajudicial killing. Why is that? Teretz is the same Yesod. That a person, Yodot Toyrola Seyfdai Tishlom, the Toyrola understands that a person, Ein Odom Oymed Royoshe, Oymed Almemoinoi, a person by nature, Betiv Oy, when he sees that somebody's coming into his house, naturally he'll want to defend his estate, he'll want to defend his castle, an Englishman's home is his castle, he wants to defend it. The Toyrola understands that's the nature of a person, the Toyrola doesn't expect from him more than that, therefore the Toyrola says, tomorrow we can be mechavan and say this in Pesukah Dizimri. Hanoisin shelig katzemer, kefol ko'efer yefazich. Yichob alamol fashtanen pshat, posh pshat. To me it was a revelation, this pshat, a beautiful pshat. Posh pshat, hanoisin shelig katzemer is a moshel, because bohu, he scatters snow all over the ground, And it looks like tzemer, it looks like wool, it looks like beautiful white wool. Kefoir, when he puts kefoir is frost, that's right, that's the word frost. Ke'efer yefazer. So the frost is scattered on the ground like efer. Like efer. Zogt der Pnei Menachem ein anderes Wort? Ein gewaltiges Wort, sagt er. Akosh Baruch Hu, he brings snow. It's kalt. He brings snow into the, he brings cold into this earth. How much cold does the Rebbeinu Shem put on this earth? How can a person withstand the cold? The Rebbeinu Shem never puts more cold than there is amount of wool in the world to be able to keep ourselves warm. Akosh Baruch Hu always works with this equilibrium. Hanois and Sheleg. The amount, the quantity of shelik is kefidet tzemer that a person has. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't put a person to a matzav where he can't overcome the nisoyim. Ki yodua, the famous maaseh with the stipler, when he had to do guard duty in the biting frost of the Russian winter, and the fellow hung the coat onto the tree, and he didn't want to take the coat off the tree, and he said noch hafinif minut. The stipler knew. Till where he could overcome his nisyonis, and ad kan he went. As is of the Pnei Menachem. Because of Shabbos, that's right. Shabbos, that's right. Kefoil, there was a mice of Shabbos also with the stipler. Yeah, there was a mice with the stipler also. The mice with the shidduch with the chazanish. That's when he went out with chazanish's sister the first time. He fell asleep during the shidduch. So she didn't want to marry him. She said, "Shloch Taina, am I that boring that he falls asleep during the shidduch?" Yeah, it's kimat like my shidduch this morning. So he asked the stipler. He said he didn't want to sit on the chair on the train. He used to learn for 36 hours and sleep 6 hours, and he thought he'll sleep on the train. I think he can shloch on the train because he was worried. That's the stipler. I go upon him. Zog the Gemara weiter. A Gemara in Chagiga. Says the Gemara in Chagiga the same Yisoy. Ki konicha nafshe de Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. So when Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was al Eres Dvoi, was just before his death, Omro le Rabbonon, Rabbonon said to him, Mai tahav lo alon me apikosim. What's going to be with the apikosim? Because Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was a person who knew how to debate with the apikosim. He knew how to handle with them. So what's going to be with them? What did they say to him? Who's going to fight our fight after you go? So he quoted the Pasuk in Yirmiyo. The Pasuk in Yirmiyo says, what does it say? Ovdo eitzom mibonim nisrecho chochmosom. When there is no solution anymore, then the Rebbeinu Shem takes away that challenge. Of the Eitzah Mibonim, when the Bonim, the Bnei Amokim, the Bonim of the Rebbeinu Shalom, have no Eitzah anymore, they have no way out, they can't fight that because there's no one else who can do it, Nisrecho Chochmosom, then the Chochma of the Apikosim will also disappear. So he said, you've got nothing to worry about, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya said. Once I've gone, their standards will also drop, they won't have what to fight you with either. Nishtor Vostadagim. Said the Beis Yisroel, same Yisroel of the Beis Yisroel. He says that Ein Eved Ivri Noyeg, Elo Bizman Shayo Ivri Noyeg. What's the Pshat Zokter? Because the Rebbeinu Shalom wouldn't put a person in a position of having to become an Eved Ivri when there is no get-out clause. A person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would never allow a situation that a person ends up. And we know that a person becomes an Eved because he stole, v'chulu v'chulu, but he had a Nisoyen, the Rebbeinu Shem wouldn't put a person in that Nisoyen that he ends up having to become an Eved Ivri, where there's no Eitzi, he can never krichos from it, for life he'll be an Eved Ivri. Ein Eved Ivri noyeg elo bizman shehayoyvel noyeg. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he sends exactly, he always sends a get-out clause with it. There's always a loophole. There's always a get-out clause for the Nisoyen that the Rebbeinu Shem places upon us. Shteit HaPosuk in Tehillim. The Pasuk is speaking about Shiduchim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mezavik Zivugim. Zog the Pasuk in Tehillim. Avi Yesoimim V'dayan Almonois Elohim B'Mo'oin Kodshoi Elohim Moishi V'Yechidim Boiso Moitzi Asirim B'Koishoris. What does it mean Moitzi Asirim B'Koishoris? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes out Osir, person who's be sentenced to prison. Yeah, it is. It's a shtickle life sentence, right? So, Mistoma, that's a source that it's a shiduchim. So, yeah. So, took a moment for the penny to drop, actually. Yeah. Al tikri bekoishorois, elo bechi vishirois. I mean, me'oi kotcho is the me'oi nashiro. The Rebbeinu is mezavik zivugim. Moshe v'yichidim bois HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a person back home. A person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezavik zivugim. What does it mean? Bekoshorois? Bebechi v'shirois. Why is it a bechi? A chasin is a shen yizach, it's a simch, it's a levedik yizach. Why bechi? Maybe because he doesn't know what he's in for. Mitvoset os a bechi v'shiro, it's a bechi and a shiro. Novos. And vi kum tarayin the posuk avi yesoyinim v'dayin almonois. How does that come into the pasuk? Avi Yisoyimin, v'dayin almonos. What's that got to do with the shiduchim? What's that got to do with chasna? The Rebbeinu Shloilom is tzoyfe v'roya al tzoyf kol adoris. The Rebbeinu Shloilom is also iskechashmin. Everything's worked out by the Rebbeinu Shloilom. When the Rebbeinu Shloilom is mezavik zivugim, he doesn't just think of the shonor rishoyinom. The Rebbeinu Shloilom thinks ahead and he says, what's it saying if Nebuch, one of the spouses, Neb dies young, elostiber Yisoyimin, she leaves Yisoyimim, he leaves Yisoyimim. Who's going to look after them? Who's going to look after the Almon of Osset Zayin? Says the Rebbeinu Shloilom, I'm going to make sure that the spouse that remains alive will be able to be mechanech the children, will be able to do it. I'm going to make sure that the Almona will be able to live a fruitful life as an Almona. The Rebbeinu Shloilom is mezavik zivugim oich mit amekayim. When he makes the gzeira and tutos mit amekayim, say avi yosoyimim v'dayin almonos, even when he's mizavik zivugim, the Rebbeinu Shloilom zooks ahead to all possible angles. Vos atzayin ipsa tzayin ayosun etzayin almona, and that's how he's mizavik the husband and the wife in a way that they'll be able to live through any possible nisyoyis. The stipler writes a letter to somebody who never lost a two-year-old child, and he was memoyin yisnochem. This fellow wouldn't be comforted. The stipler writes to him, very bluntly writes to him, but he says as follows, Klum ro'iso bala bal bayis. Have you ever seen a bal bayis asher meiniach al gabe achamoyr, who places a load on a donkey, tipo achas yoisel, 1 gram heavier, mimashi yisboi gulosses? Have you ever seen the master of the donkey place a weight on the donkey, a weight which is even an iota more than he can withstand? The Rebbeinu Shloim is unsere Balabais. He doesn't place upon us a weight greater than we can carry. Ki yodua, and just to finish off with these final words, the words of Reb Zusha. The words of Reb Zusha that he said, that when he comes to Shemayim and they ask him, why wasn't he a Baal Shem Tov von dem Otter nicht Moira? But when they ask him, why weren't you Zisha von dem Etter Moira Hoven? Akash Bohu doesn't expect from a person more than he can do. The Rebbeinu Shloim is goyzer umekayim. The Rebbeinu Shloim shikt gizeiras. He sends nisyonis. But those nisyonis, as Abramsky said to the students, he doesn't send him 1 iota more than he can do. Every possible nisyon a person can overcome. And this should give us gevaldike chizuk that when we go through the nisyonis of life, whether it be nisyonis in ruchnias or nisyonis in gashmias, we should know that the Rebbeinu Shloim is there. The Rebbeinu Shloim is there for us. Bor goyzer umekayim. Mit the gzeira, he sends the koiches hanefesh, the possibility and the ability for a person to be able to overcome nisyonis. Mezon l'shtom ken nisyonis. But if the Rebbeinu Shloim shikt nisyonis, we should be able to overcome them. And emir tzashem, we should be able to become the nisyonim of Golus and bizoicha to the geulah shleima. The kovrim mamsh beher v'yomenu, amen v'amen.
Right. So we start a new Zman in the Alufa and going